Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today on the work in alternative energy efforts, biofuels specifically, that's going on at Murray State University. Dr. Tony Brannon, dean of their Hudson School of Agriculture, on a few of the irons they've got in the fire these days.
We formed an initiative of West Kentucky Ag BioWorks. It's a joint cooperation of several entities there on campus, the College of Business, the College of Science, the School of Agriculture, and the Regional Business Innovation Center, and we've coordinated some efforts to kind of move us forward in the agri-energy area, the bio platform, and we've had some good successes. We've had several grants that we work with some projects.
So they've got a little financial fuel to try some things. Brannon says they're involved in everything from recruiting producers to grow some potential biofuels to working with up-and-coming technologies, some high-tech and some low, to see how practical they are environmentally and economically.
The main thing that we're getting ready to initiate is some biomass implementation with some bioburners with a company out of Madisonville that we're going to demonstrate there and do some experimentation on the campus. You know, some of these biomass crops, we got to have an alternative use for them until we get to the point where we're at cellulosic ethanol and as we continue on towards energy independence. But that looks very promising. It looks like within the next year we're going to be doing some closed loop heating of our equine facility there with biomass energy crops grown in the region.
We'll be right back.
We're the Evans and Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Dr. Tony Brannon at Murray's Hudson School of Agriculture says their work with bioburners of Madisonville is on the low-tech side, but some of those low-tech applications will be a part of the evolution of biofuels. So, too, is recruiting interest in producing the raw products.
That's true. We're looking at it from the farmer network. We've got farmers growing a variety of crops, sweet sorghum, energy sorghum, switchgrass, energy beets. We've worked with all of those, and the main thing is we're finding what will work and what won't work, and you got to do that before you be able to start any industry.
And again, making the point that we're still in the beginning stages of this development, the successful steps to get there may be very fundamental.
If we could grow 5 acres on our farm to produce enough biomass to heat a poultry barn or to heat our homes or to heat our shops, do that all winter long, it's the good recycling, it's the good environmental aspects, and could be an economic boom too.
Murray State's Dr. Tony Brannon on the West Kentucky Ag BioWorks Initiative. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.